You who love sportin' and maids to be courtin', it's you that I wish to give ear to my tale, and pity my folly for jokin' with Dolly, that gave me the slip where the ragman set sail. In Mel I first knew her, and there, to be sure, she looked like an angel, though plainly arrayed. I her did endeavour to get in her favour, the nice little neat little factory maid. Although being a tailor, I thought I could nail her. I made her my purse-bearer, that is a fact. 6 pounds in hard kelters, I thought that might melt her from love's killing crucible, not to retract. But poor simple Terry, how can I be merry or ever again trust a dandified jade? How can I be jolly when I think on Dolly, the nice little neat little factory maid? One evening I met her, I cannot forget her, close by to Green Hills on the banks of the Boyne. For sweet recreation, like wise conversation, we both walked together, I think, until 9. It made me a martyr to think for to part her. I ne'er thought this villain she could me betray. I ne'er did suspect her, but still did respect her, the nice little neat little factory maid. We walked up the quays, and each one made their way then, she to the rope walk, and I to Westgate. Going up Stockwell Lane, I met Paddy McLean, a nosy old ragman, I'd say 58. He asked me quite slyly if I'd seen Doll Riley. He was to have met her, but too long delayed. He said he would meet her, and surely would treat her, the nice little neat little factory maid. My head it did ache, not a word could I spake, I would have fell down but hung on to the wall. When I looked at this creature, the dregs then of nature, like a half-murdered calf I began to bawl. I looked at this old boy, who just had the one eye, no nose and no teeth, and in sorrow I said, is this Dolly's laddie, as old as her daddy, the nice little neat little factory maid? I was hurt to the quick, and my heart it fell sick. My legs they were bending, I vow and declare. My body was shivering, my heart it was quivering. I called on grim death to finish me there. The ragman he left me, of comfort bereft me, to think by a villain that I'd been betrayed, that stole my hard earnings and left me in mourning, the nice little neat little factory maid. My goose and my scissors, to use them I'll never, my lapboard and bobkin I vow to give o'er, and likewise my thimble, although I was nimble, I care not a whit, for now my time's o'er. Let every young tailor mind poor Terry Naylor, and ne'er trust the women, or you'll be betrayed. And beware of the fillies, I mean the dandelies, the hateful, deceitful, vile factory maid.